Some people are different. But this is a true disciple. Verse 8, it says, others fell on good ground, sprang up, and yielded the crop 100-fold. And when he had said these things, he cried out, he who has ears, let him hear. And he, in verse 15, he explains, this is what a true believer is. But the one that fell on good ground are those who haven't heard the word of God. And he says, with a noble and a good heart, keep it and bear fruit with patience. Notice that, bear fruit with patience. One seed, right? Four soils, four different type of gardens, but the true Christian is going to be fruitful. The true Christian is going to be fruitful. Now forget about those times that you're not, because there are times, there are seasons of growth. There are seasons of growth altogether. Sometimes you have these big sprouts where a lot of fruit is being produced. Sometimes we're talking about, but here, a noble and good heart, they keep it, they bear fruit, what, with patience. And, you know, that's the end of the matter. Christians, true Christians, will be fruitful. They're going to bear fruit altogether. The next section talks about the growth of a Christian. No one, when he has lit a lamp, covers it with a vessel or puts it under his bed, but sets it on a lampstand, that those who enter may see the light. For nothing is secret that will not be revealed, nor anything hidden that will not be known and come to light. You know, it should not surprise us that once God puts light into our lives, he really wants us to do something with it. I mean, you guys know the whole program. You start off and you are learning from other people around you. I can think of many mentors that I came across in my early Christian life, and I drew from them. They had drawn from somebody else and from God, but I drew from them. So that which we would gain in our life, we would use in other people's lives. A light, you know, here he's talking about a light, to be a light. Jesus calls us the light of the world. He calls us, you know, the salt of the world too. So when you get that lamp lit, we don't cover it. We don't put it underneath something to shade it out. We don't put it in a closet. But we kind of set it up high that others might receive the light. This is really how we grow. We apply these spiritual principles. When God puts the word of God in your life, it has this double benefit. First, it produces the fruit in your life, but then it produces the witness in your life altogether. And that's all about growth. Now it's interesting in the next verse, in verse 18, this is kind of a different verse. Therefore, take heed how you hear, for whoever has, to him more will be given. Whoever does not have, even what he seems to have will be taken away. You know, when you hear the word of God, we become accountable. That's what it is. And we must take care how we hear. Not everybody has ears to hear, but the true Christian has ears to hear. He has the ability to hear, first of all, especially the word of God, but the voice of God altogether. Jesus said, you know, my sheep, they hear my voice. So we have the ability to hear. Verse 18 speaks about those who can hear. That's what he's speaking about. Those that have ears to hear, enabled by the Holy Spirit. Now, the principle for the Christian is, what do you do with when you hear? What do you do with what you hear altogether? And he says this, whoever has, more is going to be given. So this is a connection to both fruitfulness with this parable, and going back to the sower and letting our light shine in verse 16 and 17. And it's a kingdom of God principle. God gives you a little bit and he wants to give you more, but you got to use it. You got to be able to apply it in your life. When he says something in the word, you apply it in your life, and then he gives you more and he gives you more. And it's kind of interesting. He gives you a little and then you act on it, and then he gives you more. He says, those that are faithful in the little things are going to be faithful in the bigger things altogether. So God starts off with the little things. If you're faithful in the little things, he adds more. And to him that has more, or to him that has more will be given. But then he speaks about to him that doesn't have, it'll be taken away. And we kind of lose our power when we begin to ignore the word of God. When we begin to not apply it in our life, we begin to kind of lose that power in our life altogether. But here, a true Christian grows in his relationship with God. That's a really marker. You got to grow. If you're not growing, I mean, there's times of in our life where we're kind of stuck, right? You get stuck in those ruts altogether. But eventually you break free and you begin to grow again altogether. Actually, those times that you get stuck are the times where God really produces a lot of fruit in the long run, because you're going through those trials and you're breaking through altogether. Finally, a true Christian is obedient. Then his mother and brothers came to him and could not approach him because of the crowd. And it was told by him that, who said, "Your mother and your brother are standing outside desiring to see you." But he answered and said to them, "My mother and my brothers are those that hear the word of God and do it." Now, we're not exactly sure, but we're thinking that his family thought he was little bonkers. That they came to him one time, they're thinking they're coming to take me away. You know, one of those things. Because they thought, and now here, his mom, a virgin, and has a baby. But human nature, man, it's all downhill. It's all downhill. Now, they might have been coming there to kind of question what he was doing, and it wasn't so much desiring to see him, but maybe to question his validity. Now, it's kind of interesting, because this is talking about, in verse 21, "My brother and my mother are those that hear the word of God and do it." You guys have ever seen that bumper sticker that says, "God has no grandchildren"? Do you ever see that sticker? That's true. He's only got children. The coattails of our parents or our cousins or our uncle or our pastor or our grandmother does not make you a Christian. Going to church doesn't make you a Christian. Reading the Bible doesn't make you a Christian. Get a kick out of it. If you've ever saw the movie The Hiding Place, a story about a family that hid Jews during the Nazi persecution. Corrie Ten Boom, you probably heard of her. Casper Ten Boom, the father in the story, says this: "Just because the mouse is in the cookie jar does not make him a cookie." And that's what it comes down to altogether. Jesus here explains who his disciples are. He answered and said to them, "My mother and my brother are those that hear the word of God and doing it." So obedience, it's a difficult word. It really is a difficult word for all of us. And I think it's probably one of the more difficult things to replicate in our life. Jesus was absolutely obedient to the Father, never wavering to the left or to the right altogether. He always was right on target. And it's a little bit more difficult for us. And none of us are perfect Christians in this doing. But a true disciple of Jesus learns and then walks in the ways of obedience altogether. You got to hear the word of God, but then you got to do the word of God. James speaks about that, being doers of the word. We are enabled to hear the word of God by the Holy Spirit. And he says, you know, "My mother, my brother are those that hear the word of God and then do it." I always get scared when I read Matthew 7:21. "Not everyone." It's like, I don't want to be like this, Lord. "Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven." And I want to be there. I want to be at that place of doing the will of my Father in heaven. You know, God is not into nepotism. He wants a direct relationship with all of us. When you look at the verses, he does not even give his mother a break. You know, that's his mom. She must come to him the same way by faith as everybody else. You know, the good thing about this, though, is that I don't want to have a relationship that's based on some other mediator. I mean, we have direct access to the throne of God, the Bible says. Hebrews says that we can come and approach him at any given time and come before him. And I like the direct connection that God has that allows me to have it. I think that was absolutely the most attractive thing when I first came to Christ. It's like, wow, I can go right to God. I don't have to go through the saints. I don't have to go through his mother. I don't have to go through a priest or a pastor or a book or the Bible, anything like that. I go to him directly, and I have that relationship. And it takes, we're born again of the Spirit, and he gives us that ability to do the Word of God. You know the struggle, to do the Word of God. That's the struggle, but the Spirit enables us to be able to do those things. So doing the Word of God, it becomes almost intrinsic to the Spirit-filled nature. It's, you know, you might not do it always, but you always want to do it. That's the good thing about it. Paul talks about that struggle in Romans chapter 7. Who is my mother and my brothers? Those that hear the Word of God and do it. So a true Christian hears and then obeys the Word of God. So very simply, the true Christian today, dependent, right? Dependent on God, dependent on the Father. The true Christian is fruitful, produces fruit in their life, always producing maybe a little, maybe a little bit more, maybe a little bit less, but always producing. And you know, that fruit is in Galatians chapter 7, or chapter 5. There is no Galatians chapter 7, by the way. Chapter 5, you know, what? Love, peace, joy, long-suffering, all those things, you can read about that. So fruitful. The true Christian grows, is always growing, is going from victory to victory to victory. You might not seem like it sometimes, but we're going from victory to victory to victory, and we're growing. And then the true Christian, obedience to the Word of God itself, those that hear the Word of God and do the Word of God. So the Christian, you know, I wrote at the end of this, may God give us the ability to follow him. We need that, the ability to follow him. And may we be counted worthy to be called, what, a Christian.